welcome everybody today. I'm Karen Thompson. I'm president of Scenic Highway Foundation.
A small crowd gathered at Chimney Park on Scenic Highway in Pensacola Friday morning as the historic chimney from a 19th century sawmill was entered into the National Registry of Historic Places. Pensacola City Councilman Andy Terhar addressed the crowd and read a proclamation from the mayor.
Whereas the old Chimney Park, a Florida Heritage Landmark located on Pensacola Scenic Bluffs Highway, has recently been listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. And whereas
in March of 1862, Confederate soldiers under the command of General Braxton Bragg looted and burned the Higher Knowles Planing Mill as they retreated from Pensacola. The only thing left standing after the rebels fled was the chimney, and it remains standing today. Now the chimney's future is being assured for future generations. Councilman Terhar remembers when the structure wasn't held in such regard.
Coming here as a kid, I used to, you know, drive by this all the time, and you know, it used to be kind of downtrodden, and the Scenic Highway Foundation's really done a really good job of making this a nice park and getting this done. And so now everyone in Florida and in the nation will know about this historic site.
The Scenic Highway Foundation is a nonprofit volunteer group that was incorporated in 1996, whose mission statement is to promote, protect, preserve, and maintain and enhance Pensacola Scenic Bluffs Highway. They've been instrumental in getting the chimney on the National Registry. Mary Gutierrez is an off-board member of the foundation.
At one time, this was part of the hub, part of our industrial area, where there was other mills along this area. There was brick making along this area. There was also some paper mills. A lot of the communities, like the Bohemian community, which is probably not as big, but we still have that Bohemian subdivision, but it's named after a community that once existed here. So historically speaking, this area is very significant, and this structure is actually part of Pensacola history.
Gutierrez also pointed out that getting an historic relic like the chimney designated took some time.
It took the length of time it did because they had never done a structure like this. They being the state of Florida, we had to go through the state of Florida for approval before we moved it onto national. And the state of Florida had never looked at a remnant of any type as being a possible designee. Typically they do houses and things of that nature, so this was a little bit out of their purview.
Blood red bricks, hard by the rails and river, like an old sentinel with the head held low in your tunic. A relic of another time when brother fought brother and the sound of cannon growled in the morning light.
During the ceremony, Karen Thompson, president of the Scenic Highway Foundation, read a poem written about the site simply called The Chimney. It was written by a local poet named E. Jonathan Gillette.
He was just a friend of Scenic Highway. It's just part of the materials that we collected. He's a local poet. We really literally just have the poem.
Several other officials spoke at the ceremony, including Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson, who pointed out that Chimney Park represents both the industrial and natural history of North Florida.
This chimney site is an example of that portion. It not only has the chimney, but you also have several, you see the dedication over here where we're going to be able to see lots of the different flora and fauna. You've got oaks, majestic oaks on this site, and other plants that are indigenous to Scenic Highway in what we do. So it is great to have this opportunity, this place for our citizens to come visit. I can't wait to see when the rest of the park is put together and what it looks like. And I certainly appreciate what the Scenic Highway Foundation has done and continues to do to preserve Scenic Highway, which is a true gem.
And the plans for the completed park were on display at the ceremony. Some of the work is already underway. The Boy Scouts have recently constructed a kiosk next to the chimney where the history of the site will be posted. The restoration of an old footbridge and the removal of invasive species so only native plants will be on site are also in the planning stages. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.